According to evolutionists' totally imaginary claims, in the wake of the explosion known as the Big Bang, atoms in some way managed to create themselves in a very sensitive equilibrium. Some of the atoms that spread out at random came together by chance and formed the stars and planets in space, while others formed our Earth. Some of the atoms that formed our planet initially formed the soil on it, and later suddenly decided to form living things. These atoms first turned into cells with complex structures, and these then multiplied by dividing into two and began to speak and hear. Rather than simply combining to constitute a dark mass, atoms such as carbon, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and iron came together to form perfect brains of an extraordinary complexity, the secrets of which have not been fully fathomed even today. These brains began to see three-dimensional images of a quality far exceeding any technology today. These atoms then turned into university professors, studied themselves under electron microscopes, and claimed that they had come into being by chance. That, in essence, is the theory of evolution. Despite the illogical nature of these claims of chance, a great many people over the last 150 years, from scientists to professors, from doctors to researchers, have believed in this irrational and illogical theory. Let us now examine this claim by means of a very simple but easily comprehensible and convincing experiment in order to provide the necessary reply to evolutionists' imaginary scenario. Let anyone who believes in the creative power of chance events take a large barrel. Let them put into it however much material they believe is required to form a living thing. For example, let them include all the needed elements, carbon, phosphorus, calcium. Let them go even further and place amino acids and proteins, not one of which could possibly have come into being by chance, into this barrel. Then let them subject this mixture to all kinds of external influences. For example, heat or chill the barrel. Let it be struck by lightning or apply electric current. Let them stir the substances they have placed into the barrel with whatever devices they choose, for as long as they choose, at whatever speed they choose. In addition, let them stand guard on this barrel, transferring this responsibility from father to son for millions, even billions of years. Let them consult with others, meet with the world's foremost biologists, geneticists, physicists, and experts on evolution. The result will never be any different. Despite all this serious conscious effort, they'll never be able to produce anything like a living being in that barrel. No matter what they do, they'll never be able to produce the wide variety of birds, multicolored fish, rabbits, horses, or other animals from inside that barrel. Despite their all growing in the same soil and being watered with the same water, they can never, ever produce fruits, which all taste so very different to one another. Let those atoms in that barrel perform any reactions they want. Never will they produce brilliant scientists like Einstein and Newton, able to solve complex problems. Artists like Michelangelo and Picasso, able to create masterpieces. Musicians like Beethoven and Mozart, able to compose melodies to delight the human spirit. Discoverers, scientists able to examine under electron microscopes the molecules and atoms out of which they themselves are composed, or consider those able to design automobiles and write books, thinkers with faculties of logic and judgment, human beings able to retain in memory what they have learned, share longings, feel excitement and pleasure, who are possessed with a sense of love, mercy, and compassion, who enjoy the taste of food, and who can defend an idea. If so, if no living thing can ever be produced by human effort and the whole pool of human knowledge, how can life be brought into being with the aid of unconscious atoms and chance events? All the positive sciences of the 20th century very clearly, definitively, and irrefutably proved that not a single living cell can be produced in the laboratory by bringing inanimate substances together, let alone by chance. If life exists, then it must have a creator. Even if billions of inanimate substances come together, they can never come alive by themselves or possess consciousness. It is God, with His superior intellect, infinite knowledge, and matchless power, who creates all these entities. Your Lord is God, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then settled Himself firmly on the throne. He covers the day with the night, each pursuing the other urgently, and the sun and the moon and stars are subservient to His command. Both creation and command belong to Him. Blessed be God, the Lord of all the worlds.